Hey guys, today on this podcast, it is the first episode, so I'm here, Emmy Kale, with Talking Tons, and today we are going to be talking about feeling judged, our egos, and blending into the crowd and standing out of a crowd. My words. So, some people might not know what an ego is. An ego, I would like to say, is your rank. I don't know. Your rank in popularity. Some people use, like, he has a big ego for, like, thinking they have, like, such, like, all that. But today I'm going to call an ego kind of like a monster. So, an ego, sometimes people need to live up to their ego, so what they want to be, so wanting to be popular and all that stuff. And an ego sometimes sets false expectations, thinking everyone's gonna like you and you need to be just like everyone else. And an ego can really hold you back from things you love. Like, let's say you have a very deep love of the clarinet, but not everyone loves the clarinet as much as you do. Or a very small amount of people do. Like, barely anyone likes the clarinet, okay? And you think people are going to think you're weird or something for liking the clarinet. And so you don't express your love for the clarinet around your friends, around anyone, because you feel you are going to get judged. But this sets you in a hard place because you can't enjoy what you love because your ego is holding you back. So I want you to think about something you really love. And if you're doing it, cool, dude. And if you're not, and it's because of your ego or because of your friends, like, holding you back because they're making fun of you for it, So, an ego, when I said it sets false expectations, I mean it's setting a false thing in your mind, thinking you're going to think that other people think it's weird, but they really don't care. Like, they don't care about your love for the clarinet. Like, they could care less. They're like, you do you, boo. Like, but then sometimes it's true where your friends aren't. That's where we get into fake friends, all that, where they don't really put you first, and they don't care about what you love. Like, they care about their ego, too, so that's a whole new thing, where fake friends, they're concerned on their ego, too, so, it's very a complicated topic. Everything kind of weaves in together, so today we're going to talk about egos, and my next episode might be about fake friends, as you can see. And so that's why it's good you maybe listen to these in order, because then you're going to be like, ooh, I didn't hear about the ego thing. Like, can I go back into this series or whatever? So I do suggest listening to these in order. So back in the topic. So sometimes egos can be where your mind is just tricking you, and sometimes your friends are influencing your ego to grow, like, even bigger, and, like, you obsessing over your ego, and trying, and, like, again, like, my, course teacher, he talks a lot about, breaking out of your ego, and about how you should, because my course, some or choir or whatever, they sometimes don't smile, and it's partly because they're like, oh, I'm not gonna smile, like, that ain't for the cool kids or something like that, or like, like, whatever, that's like dorky, like, I'm not gonna smile. And I smile all the time, and some people, like, give me hate because I smile, like, that's so weird, but, you know, no one else smiles, so I do look a little funky. But sometimes, again, it's okay to stand out from the crowd. Yeah, but then that leads into a whole other thing where you shouldn't just stand out to get attention. You should, again, it's all about just being you, okay? I want you to just be you. Do the things you love. don't try to stand out, but then don't try to blend in. Like, just be who you are. And if you naturally blend in with everyone else, I guess that's you. And if you naturally stick out like a sore thumb, that's you. And if you're somewhere in between, that's you. So all of this really does come down to just being you. So I just want you, even if it's just for a day, just to totally break out of that ego. And like I said back with the choir thing, he says that, like, when he was in middle school, a big thing was his ego. And I feel like, yeah, it's a big thing in middle school. And, but then in high school, he realized that music was a big thing he loved. And he was gonna, he's gonna do anything he could because he loved it so much. And it was, he had such a strong passion for it. He's like, I don't really care about my ego anymore. I'm gonna let this go and just be me and do what I love. So that's all I have time for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode and keep on listening. Bye.